it's a perfect snack. It's very quick, it's very cheap. You pay with coins. Everybody hates coins. Like, when I pay with coins, I feel I'm just giving away coins.
And he started to understand how the elements of the sausage sandwich work together, like the onions.
You burn them on purpose. That's the thing that makes the smell better. Like, you just burn them, mate, just for the smell. It's for the customers. If you burn them, they will come. And it's true.
It's a delicate balance.
The temperatures, all the textures, it's great. And the bread is just a serviette you can eat.
There's something like very rock and roll about the sausage sizzle, in that the bread is just, it's very important, but it doesn't need to be anything fancy. It's like the drum beat. The sausage is like rhythm guitar. Most of the chords are often scraps from better songs. The onion is the bass. It adds an unmistakable texture, complements both rhythm and harmony, or in this case, bread and meat. The sauce is the lead guitar, obviously. It squirts itself wherever it wants. Flavour-wise, it often draws the most attention from the taste buds.
Hey, wow.
They all work together in this really harmonious way. What do you think about that?
Well, I actually love that rock and roll analogy because, again, it's music that went to the people. It sort of started from the ground up and then took on its own form. And I guess that's what the sausage has done as well.
The revolution might not be televised, but when it happens, I'm sure we'll be eating a sausage